I gotta know, where did the nickname Lips come from?
Hear this? It's lip flopping. No, it's from too much talking. I'm a talking machine. Don't get me started. You'll be sorry. You won't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a pleasure to have you here. Did you ever imagine, Lips, 44 years after Anvil was started, that you would still be gigging today?
Yeah, actually, yes, because my intention was never to sell out. My vision from the time I was a little kid was do this for life. It wasn't, I'm going to do this to make millions of dollars. It was, this is what I'm going to do with my life. It wasn't about being able to play all the songs that were on the radio. It was about to create a song for the radio.
Do you remember the first time you heard an Anvil song on the radio?
That's funny that you're asking me that. Someone asked me that the other day. Yeah, it was Q107, and it was from our first album. They played Paint It Black. But what was more astonishing was the following year when we put out the Metal on Metal album, and I was driving home from my friend's place, and Metal on Metal came on AM radio on Chum AM.
Wow!
I could not believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe it. I actually had to pull the car over and just take it in. It's like, what? Metal on Metal on AM radio. What?
So I'm speaking with Lips from Anvil, who are going to be at the Colson on Thursday evening. Lips, tell me the best concert you've ever been to.
That's pretty easy. Black Sabbath in 1971 at the Borough of York Stadium here in Toronto.
What made that so great?
Well, it was a whole day festival. I was 15 years old, and you know, being completely blown away by Humble Pie, having never heard of them. They came out, and it was the original lineup with Peter Frampton playing guitar. Oh. Come on, man! At 15 years old, you're looking at this, and you're going, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple. Not to mention Black Sabbath themselves, which were absolutely phenomenal that day. They just on fire. Unforgettable.
Anvil is considered one of the pioneering bands of heavy metal. I mean, that was 44 years ago when you guys stepped on stage for the first time. 19 albums, and you're in the midst of a pretty extensive tour of Canada right now, and then overseas. That's gonna keep you busy until Christmas. I mean,
well, we just finished 3 months.
God.
And it hasn't stopped. No, it's not gonna stop, and it's actually not gonna stop until before we go in to record the next album next summer. We're pretty much booked up, and we were prepared for this because what we did is we wrote all the songs for the next album already. Yeah, we're number 20 is already written. It's just a matter of recording it. I'm just saying that you have to stay on the ball. We're a band that's a career band. We're not about pop music. So what I mean by a career band, you've got to keep writing, and you've got to keep putting out music, and you've got to keep touring. And that's what we are. We're one of those bands. We're not one of the bands that puts out an album every 6 years and just goes out and does a few shows. That's not what we are.
What's it like for you to be up on stage, looking out into the crowd, and seeing everybody like wearing your T-shirts and singing along and dancing, and know that your music is that powerful to bring this group of Anvil lovers together for a few hours, and just like, like that's you. You guys did that.
That's my existence. That's what you live for. It's for that hour and a half every day. That's what it is. And you'll do anything and everything that you can to get it.
So can you give us a little bit of a preview of what we're going to see at your show at the Colson on Thursday, Lips?
It's guaranteed to kick your ass, and that's what's going to happen. There's many, many people that come to the shows that make their way to talk to me and say that it's not only was it a great show, but it's the best show they've ever seen in their life. There's a level of connection that Anvil makes that I particularly make with a crowd that generally you're not going to get with another band. You're going to feel as though you met me, it more so than you just saw me play. There's a real connection, and it starts right from the get-go, because the first song of the set, I play it in the crowd, and the last song, the same thing.
Nice.
And everybody gets their meet and greet at the end of the show, because I stay out in the audience and shake everybody's hand personally to thank them for being there. It's my desire to have as many friends as I possibly can. I suppose there's a level of longing for acceptance, because I never got it as a child. You know, I didn't get the acceptance from my parents that I wanted to be a musician and that's what I was going to do with my life. I didn't get the acceptance at all, and or the appreciation, really. And to my mother's complete shock, when the movie happened, she was like in complete shock. She could not believe that something like that I was actually significant.
Did your relationship change with your mom after the movie?
No, because she still felt that what she was right, that, you know, being a doctor or a lawyer or a dentist or an accountant or any kind of professional was a far better choice than becoming a musician. And she stood by it till the day she died. She says it in the movie. You know, my son's decided to take a living that doesn't make him any money.
Here you are, happy and playing gigs across Canada, going on a tour overseas, and we're going to see you at the Colson on Thursday night. Lips, I want to thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you. I just hope I haven't been divulging too much.